Government has given an indication of supporting the garment industry to make it internationally competitive. This renewed effort comes at a time when the textiles industry, which takes its raw material from the garment industry, is not doing well. The situation is forcing textile producers in the country to depend on imported raw materials. Vice President Kwesi Mr. Arthur gave the hint in Accra when he visited the Dignity DTRT garment factory, a $10 million investment that has survived in a rather difficult industry. Nuto Bibini Nuto has more.
DTRT is an abbreviation for Do the Right Thing. And that is what this Accra-based garment production factory stands for. Dignity, was started last 2 years with a startup capital of some $10 million, has weathered the storm in a sector that has seen many industry players collapse. With initial hiccups, Dignity DTRT has become a major supplier of polo shirts, t-shirts, and other sports gears to US-based Sanmar Company. The company, in turn, supply all screen printing companies in America and beyond. This means this local garments factory is competing with giants from Bangladesh, China, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius. So far, some $2.5 million has gone into training labor to feed the factory. It currently employs 1,500 young people, 80% of them being women, 70% unschooled. This means most of the workers were picked up from the streets without any skills, but taken through 3 months training to spruce them for the task. Interestingly, the trainees are given stipends, which is increased when their status are made permanent. When Vice President Kwesi Mr. Arthur visited the factory, he was surprised by the quality of work being done as he toured various lines of production. He started from the packaging warehouse through the relaxing stage to the cutting, sewing, knitting, ironing and folding departments. With the supervision of some 40 expatriates, last year alone, Dignity DTRT exported 3 million pieces of shirts worth $7 million. Vice President Kwesi Mr. Arthur expressed belief in reviving the garment sector.
I was surprised about the scale of the operation. But the reason we are here is also to find out directly from them what the government can do to enhance the production. They're saying that they can supply maybe 3-4 times more than what they're doing. It requires some investment. And a private company such as this cannot generate that investment. So we're looking at ways in which we can support them to do that, because they're socially impressive things that they're doing, and there are quite a number of people who taken off the streets, never been to school, single mothers, and so on. That those are all contributing to social stability.